This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Teeny tiny Stevies have been winning hearts of kids all over Australia, including my own daughter's Duncan. But there are also a couple of parents who are stuck in isolation in Victoria. They've got a brand new album out, which is called Thoughtful Songs for Little People, and Bill from Teeny Tiny Stevies is on the phone. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning. So nice to be talking to someone other than my family.
Yay! Well, let's have a little conversation about that, because how is isolation life going for you? I would guess as a children's performer, this has probably impacted you pretty significantly.
Well, just as a musician, it's impacted us hugely. Yeah, there was a day in March when they called all gatherings over 500 people off, and that's when our work sort of ceased. Or at least live work ceased. So we've just been, I guess, trying to stay positive, and in terms of work out how we can do things differently. A bit of a, you know, pivot in our mindset, if you will. But in terms of just sort of personal, what's happening right now, the second lockdown is a lot harder than the first to stay positive through. But you know, there are moments of. This is so beautiful. And then there are moments of, I want to kill everybody. I hate this. Yes. As you can imagine, I think, yeah.
Yeah, totally. I mean, how is it? Because you're trying to do all this, release an album, as well as obviously you've got kids who are in primary school and you're trying to teach them. How are you juggling it all?
Some days much more glamorously than others, or just much more gracefully than others. I think a few days ago I had a bit of a meltdown, or, you know, at least a few meltdowns in the one day, just in terms of, that juggle was like, because up until recently, till we sort of were starting to release this album, I could put all my work off, you know what I mean? I could do it in moments of the day, you know, when everyone's asleep or when someone's watching TV or whatever it is, I'll just go and grab those times, which is really how I work anyway, and many working parents would know this. But the problem is now that my family are just here all the time. and then suddenly when we have, you know, places to be, like we've got to be on the phone at a certain time or on a Zoom at a certain time, then things start feeling a bit more stressful because I can't work around everybody else anymore. I need to actually be working to a bit of a time schedule. And fair enough too, I'm important.
I need to tell you, I was never prepared going into 2020 thinking that I was going to be a 7-year-old's personal assistant queuing up there. Now, you've got a Zoom at 12 and then you're back on Zoom again at 2:45 in the afternoon. And before that, we'll have to get XYZ done. And they look at you and they're like, okay, just tee all that up for me. I'm like, what just happened?
100%. It's really weird, isn't it? It's so weird. And then, like, there's this we've kind of accidentally set it all up to be that way. Like, my son ran in yesterday from being outside and went, Mom, the meeting started 15 minutes ago. Sort of like, it was a school meeting. I was like, wow, you should have remembered. I mean, you know, while I'm standing there making him food, you know. Goodness.
Look, Bill, We are big fans of your music for the Teeny Tiny Stevies in our house. My eldest daughter is 3 and a half, and she's learned how to sleep through the night and also get dressed through your songs.
That's crazy.
I'd love to know this new album, Thoughtful Songs for Little People. What are you teaching my daughter next?
Well, I mean, all the themes for this album, as they did the last album, we asked parents what challenges and issues they were coming up against and what themes that they would like songs about. So the themes are sort of crowdsourced, I guess, and the same happened with this album. So the things that we've written about on this album are the things that kept coming up again and again and again. So, like, emotional intelligence, as a song for parents who, you know, fly in, fly out work, which there's, like, obvious sort of work surrounding that, and there's not so much obvious work surrounding that as well, like what I do for work or what I used to do for work. cry.
Oh, Bill.
Well, can I love the superpower one, the song about, like, this unusual superpower, because I think for my daughter who has probably a little bit of anxiety, that's a really great song. And the one that I feel like I needed to push back on you was Good for Your Health. Because my son, he doesn't wash his underpants after 2 days because he doesn't wear any. And that's the biggest problem in our household.
Yeah, right. Right, that's fair. And I mean, it is hard to write universal lyrics for everyone, especially when it's a particular underpants problem about not wearing them. But I do appreciate that very much. And yeah, that must be rough on everybody. On his pants, especially.
That's maybe what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I also love that you've got these beautiful animated videos as well, which get played on ABC Kids a lot, and also my kids consume them on the app. Are there more on the way for this album?
Yes, there are. There's at least four coming for this album, so they are in the works as we speak.
Beautiful.
They're great. And we've been collaborating with Simon Howe, who's our illustrator and animator, for about 5 years now, and he just creates the most beautiful drawings and landscapes, and they're just so cute. I love them. Yep.
What would be your dream duet? Teeny Tiny Stevie's duet with who?
Gosh, what a great question. A dream duet.
Doesn't have to be a children's performer. Could be anybody.
No, it definitely wouldn't, in fact. Not that, you know, all respect to other, yeah. But no, it would probably be someone like, we listen to a lot of Colin Hay. Have you listened to much of Colin Hay's solo stuff? As not Men at Work. Oh, not that I don't like Men at Work, but
no.
He's incredibly talented.
He's just started a second career after, which is much less famous after Men at Work, and plays a lot of folk festivals all around the place. And I mean, I could just sit there and listen to one of his solo sets and just be the happiest. It'd be so beautiful. Who else? I mean, we love Kate Miller-Heidke. Love heaps of Australian artists, huge fans of, I'll those two. I'll say Kate Miller-Heidke or Colin Hay for this
incredible
answer.
You could write a song called Ruby, You Can Eat Other Things Other Than a Vegemite Sandwich and get Colin on that one, you know?
So true.
That's good.
Yeah, this next album's writing itself.
Well, we actually have done a bit of brainstorming, Bill. Some new songs that you could add to your next album. I know that this is the third, it's just come out.
Yeah, but, I know. But just for the fourth.
Would you mind if we pitch some to you?
I would love that, yes.
So this song is called Rain Gauges, an ode to rain gauges.
Okay.
Rain gauges are like little mini water stages. You can catch water, then I can show my daughter. Look at all the millimeters. I know it's going to be good for the baby creatures.
What do you think?
Wow. I mean, I love those rhymes, but I think the melody especially is what sold that to me.
Okay, good.
Was it a melody? I'm not sure, Bill.
It was loose. I hope you could sing it exactly the same again.
Well, I mean, it's not Colin Hay, but it's up there.
I've got one that this beautiful is more of a spoken word. It goes, finish your dinner, it'll make your belly shimmer. Eat it up all night and you won't be hungry through the night. It is delicious and, baby girl, it's so nutritious. Don't throw it on the floor or Dad will slip and slide out the door.
That is great. I love a spoken word. And I'd like to give you extra points for not swearing in that spoken word as well.
Yes.
It's one
yes,
of the things
true
we really pride ourselves
it's
on the show.
It's a heightened time of night, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's like, just eat the dinner, just eat the dinner. Yeah.
I do like letting go, with a exasperated fiddlesticks. Come on, team.
Fiddlesticks. That's great. I haven't heard that in years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can use that on the next album if you like.
Okay.
Yeah. We might have to.
Bill from Teeny Tiny Stevie's, it has been a great chat, and we're really excited for your brand new album, Thoughtful Songs for Little People. All the best with the rest of the release and the rest of lockdown as well in Melbourne. We're thinking of you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.